title of this post is The Last Day of School. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Claire sat alone in her desk waiting to see why Mr. Richards had kept her back. It was the last day of school. Everyone had already left and she was dying to get out. While everyone was celebrating, she was just dying to leave. She was done with this place. She was ready to never see any of these people again. Well, Mr. Richards was okay. She hadn't seen much of him for a while, but earlier on he had been sort of close with her. Claire used to be the nerdy girl. She didn't attract much attention back then. She used to actually spend lunches in Mr. Richards' classroom doing extra readings. But then this past summer, her body changed. She got a little taller, but more importantly, she grew 3 cup sizes. It all happened right before she turned 18. She knew this was late for girls to be going through changes like that, but turns out she was a late bloomer. At first she didn't care, but then a couple of the other girls noticed her in the locker room the first week back. Some of them started talking and it spread that Claire was hiding a huge rack under her baggy clothes. Claire decided then that her last year would be different. That first weekend, she went to mall and got a completely new wardrobe. Little skirts and tight tops. When she came back on Monday, it was immediate. She went from no attention to all of it. Everyone was staring at her, and by the end of that week, her life changed. At first, it was just boys tripping over themselves and girls giving jealous stares. That was nice. It felt kind of good to have some attention for once. Then Chris noticed her for the first time. Chris was the football team quarterback. He was the most popular boy in school. He asked her to hang out on the weekend, and of course Claire said yes. He wasn't totally her type, but she couldn't say no, right? Well, the date didn't exactly turn out well. Chris was kind of an idiot. Scratch that, he was totally boring. He was nice to look at, which was good because that's all Claire did during their date. Until Chris leaned in to kiss her. It was nice, not because of Chris, but to be kissed. Claire liked it, and there was worse looking people to be kissed by. That's when she came up with her plan. You're not gonna be my boyfriend, Chris, she had said as she pulled him away. She explained to him that if he went to school that and told everyone that she was cool on Monday, he could touch her boobs next weekend. And so it started. Come Monday, she was the most popular girl in school. For the next few weekends, Chris got to do more if he went back Monday and made her more popular. The boys all only wanted her, and she had the other popular girls hanging out with her every day. She knew they all couldn't stand her, but she didn't care. She liked that they didn't like her but had to pretend they did. Chris and Claire eventually started having sex. Claire really liked sex. Chris wasn't all that great at it, it seemed, but she liked it all the same. She started to get some other boys in on it too. It was fun, and they could sometimes provide a service like Chris. There started to be some rumors at the school, but nothing stuck. Chris heard them, but he was getting what he wanted, so he didn't seem to care either. And since she was the popular girl, they never could really get her. Everyone was afraid of actually saying something. Claire wasn't even sure what they were afraid, but hey, it worked out. Claire didn't need to care about anything anymore. Homework, food, projects, everything was taken care of for her, and she just did things she would have enjoyed anyways. That leads back to the last day. Claire had grown pretty sick of everyone. The popularity and people being so nice to her was great, but she had grown pretty bored of it all. She was ready to leave it behind, go to college and start having real fun. So why was Mr. Richards keeping her? Mr. Richards walked over right then. He was one of the younger, cooler teachers. Claire remembered why she had a bit of a crush on him in earlier years. Claire, I'm sure you know why I kept you. No, Claire answered. She really didn't. You haven't handed in your final assignment. Claire, I sent you multiple reminders. You can't pass my class without it. Oh shit. Claire hadn't done her final assignment. Well, she hadn't done any of her assignments this year. Halfway through the year, she had caught one of the quiet kids, Todd, looking at her breasts in the library. It was another one of those opportunities. She sat next to him and said if he would do her history assignments for the rest of the year, she'd rub his dick through his pants right there. He didn't say anything, just nodded so hard his head almost came off. Boys are so dumb. She put her hand on his dick and gave it a few minutes of touching and rubbing. Not as big as Chris's, but so stiff. She was pretty sure she was the first girl to touch it. He would have agreed to anything. Just like that, all her assignments for the year were taken care of. Or so she had thought. Apparently he forgot about the last one. Claire was frozen. I'm sorry. I forgot. I can get it done, she pleaded. Mr. Richards shook his head. The last day just ended. Claire, and with it, the school year. Unless you have the report with you this very instant, there's nothing you can do. Claire was starting to panic. If she didn't pass this class, she couldn't graduate. She couldn't leave this place. "Please, Mr. Richards, it's just one assignment. I did all the other ones." She didn't even know if that was true. She had assumed Todd had been handing them in. Mr. Richards looked at her. "Yes, you have, but even those weren't great. These got worse and worse as the year went on. I really do expect better from you. You're a smart girl. Some of these don't look like you even did them." Claire was really terrified now. All the confidence she had built up all year had just been whisked away. She was back to being the nerdy, quiet girl. She was gonna have to come back. She'd be the girl who didn't graduate. "You used to be a good student. You were in here all the time, working extra hard," he continued. Claire looked up at him. She was getting close to tears. "It's when you started hanging out with that Chris. He turned you into this ... this girl. This isn't you, Claire. This popular girl. I see those other girls that you hang out. They're not good influences. Your work has suffered. You walk around the school different and you look different." He pointed at her little skirt and tight white top that was squeezing her breasts to the point of popping. "You never dressed like this before, showing all this skin." All of a sudden, Claire's terror faded. Her confidence came rushing back in. She thought Mr. Richards was a teacher, this other kind of person that was different than her and all her classmates. But when he made that comment about her clothes and she realized that Mr. Richards was just another boy, another simple, dumb boy. And just like that, she saw another opportunity. She began to smirk at him. "What's wrong? Did you miss having me around? Do you miss your good little girl?" Mr. Richards was oblivious. Yes... "Well, I miss the good student. You used to work hard and you were going to go to college with the right attitude. Now I don't know. Do you want to know what happened, Mr. Richards?" Claire asked with a sly grin. "It was these." Claire put her hands around her breasts and gave them a little lift. The vibe changed completely. Mr. Richards' eyes widened and he didn't know what to do. Claire held all the power again. "I got popular because I got these and I used them to my advantage." Claire stood up. "I let Chris touch them and he instantly made me the coolest girl in school." Claire started walking towards Mr. Richards. "You're right, that isn't my work. I haven't done a single assignment all year. I rubbed Todd's cock in the library, and he promised to do my assignments all year long. Steve did all my math homework because I let him put his fingers down my panties. I sent one picture to Dave and he bought me lunch for a week." Mr. Richards backed against the board. He was looking at Claire differently now. Not like a student. He was the nervous one now. He stammered a bit as Claire walked right up to his face. "Wanna know something? I fuck Chris in the back of his pickup truck in the school parking lot. Every day at lunch, I ride him in his back seat before I come to your class. Every time I've been late to your class, it's because I was fucking him in his truck, or blowing one of the other football guys in the shower, or getting fingered in the computer lab." Claire turned around in front of Mr. Richards. "And do you know what? I like it." She stuck her ass out and rubbed it against him while he stood against the board. Right when her butt touched his crotch, she felt it. The same as all the other boys, that hard cock in their pants. The thing that excited her more than anything, and the key to getting whatever she wanted. Mr. Richards took in a sharp breath. Claire... "Not allowed to." Claire turned around to face him. "Oh, I guess not... you're not allowed. Unless, of course, I wasn't a student anymore. You said it's yourself. The school year's over. If my assignment was handed in right now, I wouldn't be a student anymore. Just some person that you know from somewhere or from something. And you would be just another silly, little boy." Mr. Richards looked at her, and she could see the wheels turning in his head. He was trying to resist, but Claire knew she had him. He just needed a little nudge. She reached under her skirt and slipped down her thong. She threw it to the side and put her hands on his chest. He was more muscular than she would have thought. "Why don't you go over to your computer, open up the grade sheet and mark my assignment complete? Then take a seat and I can show you how I earned my graduation." Mr. Richards stumbled over with his bulge prominently on display in his pants. He leaned over the keyboard and pressed a few buttons. He sat back down and looked over at her. He was still kind of nervous. "Did I pass the class? Am I not a student anymore?" Claire asked. "Nope, you are all done," replied Mr. Richards. "Good," smiled Claire as she walked over to his chair, crossing her legs over with a runway walk as she came. She put one leg on either side of him and straddled him while she pulled his head into her chest. He began kissing the top of her cleavage as his inhibitions started to fall slowly away. But he was still apprehensive. She needed them completely gone. She leaned into his ear and whispered, "I'm gonna make you feel good now." She grabbed his dress shirt and pulled it untucked. Then she slid down his front side to her knees as her hands stayed on his face for a second before following down his chest and abdomen down to the front of his pants. She could feel him, still hard as he was before. She unbuckled his belt and opened his pants. He didn't resist. She pulled down his underwear, and his cock bounced out. Thick and veiny and standing stiff as could be, it was much bigger than all the other boys. She had seen a few but nothing like this one. Immediately, her mouth watered for it. She opened wide and put it between her lips. She wasn't used to this, but she was up for the challenge. Slowly, she began working it deeper and deeper as the spit from her mouth began making it more and more slick. She took it out and licked it from top to bottom. Mr. Richards moaned with every stroke of her tongue. He began to undo his shirt and with every button, his inhibitions disappeared. He began to hold her head as she worked his shaft. He looked down at her to see her mouth full of his cock. He grabbed his cock and lifted it up and she dove her tongue right onto his balls. All of a sudden he reached down and lifted her straight up and brought her down on his desk. She felt her pussy get instantly wet. He grabbed her tube top and pulled it down. Her breasts sprung free and he grabbed them with lust. She had never been grabbed like this before. There was no teenage timidness. He wasn't nervous or shy. She could see it in his eyes that he was in control now. That made her even wetter as he spread his legs open on the desk. He took his slick cock and put it right up against her opening. Then he took his hand and grabbed her by the back of neck. He pulled her head up so she could not only feel, but see him work his way in. Her pussy lips opened with ease to let the head of his cock in and the rest slowly followed. The feeling was like nothing else she had felt before. She closed her eyes in ecstasy. The walls of her pussy were being stretched open as the giant cock worked its way deeper and deeper. She had never felt so completely filled. She opened her eyes for a second and looked down to see that he was still going. There was more left. She bit her lip as he penetrated deep, untouched parts of her pussy. Finally, his body pressed up against her pussy and she moaned loud as she felt all of it throb inside of her. Mr. Richards, God yes. She moaned as he started to fuck her on his desk. She was dripping wet now as he became faster and faster, each stroke feeling better than the last. She let out a tiny groan every time he thrust into her. Over and over again, right there in the classroom where she used to be a nerdy girl, where she was becoming a woman, he leaned over and she wrapped her arms around his neck. She pulled his head close and he turned into her ear, letting out deep, heavy grunts of satisfaction. His arms came underneath her, holding her tight for just a second. Then he lifted her straight off the desk, turned around and pinned her against the wall. His arms held her legs open while they also kept her in the air as he continued to pound her. She leaned her head back onto the wall. Nothing the other boys had done compared to this. This was amazing. She began to have a feeling she hadn't felt before. Something building up between her legs. It was building bigger with every stroke. Time froze for a second. She gasped and squeezed her arms around his neck. Waves of pleasure began to pulsate through her body. She tried to scream, but she couldn't breathe enough to make it happen. All she could do was feel the pleasure going through her. It was like nothing else. He quickly laid her back down on the table, flat this time as he stood over her. She watched him strain as he repeatedly worked his body into her. The waves weren't over, they were beginning to come back. She looked up and locked eyes with him. She couldn't believe it. Mr. Richard had her spread open on the desk, fucking her brains out in her old classroom. He had a gleam in his eye. Is this how Chris fucks you in the back of his truck? He grunted as he grabbed her by the hips and pulled her in closer. No, she panted. He's a boy. You're fucking me like a man. He pulled his cock back and thrust it back in deep. She knew what was about to happen. It happened with the other boys, but she never really cared for that part with them. Now she wanted it to happen, needed it to happen. Mr. Richards let out a groan and she could feel him begin to shoot inside her. She watched him wither in pleasure as the last of his warm load filled her up. His eyes shut, the grimace of pleasure on his face. She couldn't help but feel proud of what she just accomplished using her pussy. Her hair was a mess and his sweat was a layer on his forehead. As he pulled out, she laid there for a second before looking over her shoulder and seeing her underwear on the first row of desks. She reached over and grabbed it. She looked up and saw him slumped back in his seat. His pants were still at his ankles, his shirt completely buttoned and a look of tired disbelief on his face. She reached down and felt herself. She could feel his cum starting to drip out of her. She took a tiny bit on her finger, looked him in his eyes and gave it a lick. His eyes widened in amazement and she swears she saw his now limp cock twitch in excitement. Thanks, she giggled. She quickly pulled on her panties and pulled down her skirt over them. She stood up, pulled up her tube top and fixed her hair. She slung her backpack over her shoulder and headed for the door. She turned to take one last look at her classroom and at Mr. Richards in his seat. She shot him a smile. "A plus," said Claire. And just like that, she was gone, leaving this place behind.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily.